Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Okay, so tell us about your company and what you brought us today.
Well, the company is called Talango Technologies.
Right.
And we've been around actually for almost 20 years developing digital sound enhancement technologies for various applications.
Right.
And but today we are coming with our own product that is supposed to solve the problem of what is called silent epidemic. And silent epidemic is actually the problem of hearing loss worldwide, which has occurred to be a huge problem of more than 460 million people suffering from disabling hearing loss. So we have people who can be who are handicapped because of their hearing loss. And the existing solutions of hearing aids failed to provide a remedy for that, with less than 20% in U.S. using hearing aids, and worldwide this number is like less than 3%.
Yes, now you know, maybe you don't know, but I am actually wearing hearing aids right now, and yeah. My hearing is getting to the point where I have to wear the hearing aids because I can't hear without them. Now, I've reviewed a lot of hearing aids, a lot of hearing aid products. And using them and having a technical background, the problem is with people, and I talk to a lot of people about this, it's not that it's the volume, folks. It's the distinction, the clarity, the digital clarity of at least for me, the voice. It sounds garbled. I can hear it, but it sounds garbled. I can't discern the frequency response. And certainly in the voice range of about 1,000 kilohertz-ish for the voice in around there, tough time with pretty much anything I've tested or used. So are you going to solve that problem for me?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. Because
you got to love this show. Come on. You got to love this show. We got the coolest dudes on, the coolest stuff. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because hearing aids, the main problem with the hearing aids is that companies are trying to make them small and invisible. And
yes.
Actually, you pay for that with the quality of the components, and mainly the speakers. The speakers used in hearing aids are very bad in terms of the voice quality, and I'm not talking about music.
So is it fair to say that I'm sacrificing the size for the quality of hearing?
That's right.
Okay, go
That's
ahead.
Right. And our device, which is a combination of Bluetooth stereo headset and hearing enhancement device, uses high quality hi-fi speakers, 13 millimeters drivers, very good quality. So in that sense, you get the best sound possible from our device. And that's why you will not hear, with our device, you will not hear all this muffled and low quality
really?
Sound.
What about background noise?
The background noise, our technology, our product integrates four microphones and our proprietary digital signal processing technology. And as I said in the beginning, we have 20 years of experience delivering such technologies to the market.
So I'm getting noise reduction.
Yes.
I'm getting a 13 millimeter driver.
Yes.
That's the size of the cone, basically. You know, you've seen the hearing aids. Mine's like, I don't know how, it's ridiculously tiny. But the sacrifice for that is this the unit here? So I'm going to be wearing kind of a headset all the time rather than...
Yes.
Okay, but that doesn't bother me because not being able to hear, I got to tell you, that is almost a scary feeling. And as my hearing progressively gets worse, I have a rough time without the hearing aids, even if we're sitting this close. So I've always been looking for a device that will solve that. I haven't seen, it's the first time we've met, right? We've never met before.
No.
So I'm just hearing this as you are for the first time. So let's talk a little bit about the device, if we may.
You can.
Right here is the X marks the spot. So this is the device here. Obviously, these are going to go into your ear. So
right.
it's just like wearing you know, your typical stereo earbuds. I'm sure these pads are to increase or decrease or change the sound per each ear.
No. One side is for the Bluetooth headset functionality.
Oh, okay.
And another one for hearing enhancement functionality.
Okay. This is a charging point here where they would fit into the holder, correct?
This is the charging station, actually.
Right.
So you can just...
Right, but here's your charging points that clip into there.
Yes, right.
Are these available now?
This product will be available this next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And can you give me a price point on these?
$349.
And they work. The reason I'm shaking my head is because, you know, if you're using hearing aids, even a junky one's going to cost you $500, $600, $700. A quasi-junky one, if you're buying decent hearing aids, you're going to be $3,000, $5,000 a piece. I have a friend who's, this guy's really cool. His name is Don Morris, very good friend of mine out of Phoenix, but he's a conductor. He writes all kinds of incredible, he wears hearing aids, and they're a fortune. They're like $20,000, but again, he's a conductor.
Yeah.
I need to try these out. Are you going to come back on my show, and we're going to have a further discussion about these?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we will do also, the device comes with a free app. And with this app, you can do what we call hearing assessment test. And you will get actually a kind of your audiogram, and then all the sounds will be optimized for your hearing.
That's pretty interesting. I'm really looking forward. I'm foaming at the ears to test this out, because I have not seen a product to this day. And I've honestly tested out about 20, 25 different devices. Not a one gives you the clarity that I'm looking for.
We would love to try to give you such device.
And you're fairly confident that would work.
Because we have the previous generation of device. It's not that this device is replacing the older one.
Sure.
But we have a lot of very satisfied customers saying that this device replaces their, you said, the five, six, 10,000
hearing aids. Quick question.
Yeah.
What is it that actually discerns? Are you actually breaking down that voice spectrum from, like, let's say, 1,000 to 3,000 kilohertz, which is, for argument's sake, roughly the speech spectrum?
Yes.
Are you breaking that down further and pulling out the noise from that and concentrating on that frequency to actually give me the digital clarity?
Yeah, we actually split the sound in frequency bands, which are like 100 hertz widths, and then we operate each band separately, and then we combine them together, cleaned and improved.
So it's based on a mathematical logarithm,
right?
Essentially,
yes.
Breaking it down
so we
can have a discussion about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting, and that's what differentiates your technology from the quote mass market technology.
Yes, the hearing aid companies, they use probably similar technologies, but I believe that we have some advantages. Again, we are 20 years on the market with supplying such technologies for communication devices.
One more quick, as soon as my other interview comes up, I'll let this gentleman go, but I got one more question for you.
Yes.
Because this is cool stuff. How much of it is, percentage-wise, in your opinion, the driver size opposed to the electronics? That's a tough question.
It's a tough question, but I believe it's all together. A good driver will not provide the solution alone.
Okay.
So, but of course, the bad driver can spoil the best solution.
So you're saying it's a combination of both. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed every second of
Me
fascinating
too.
Product,
Me
fascinating
Thank
discussion.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.